In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we celebrate the feast of the martyrdom of the children that Herod had killed, 2 years old and younger. We have that martyrdom going on in the abortion mills. Every day, children are being killed because of the selfishness of people. I didn't plan for a pregnancy. Well, I tell you, when you went to bed with someone, you planned for a pregnancy. We need to pray that today children's lives would be spared from abortion. We need to pray that these martyrs that are going to die will be spared in the name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus. I'm looking at John's first letter. We declare to you what was from the beginning. John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word at Genesis. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. The Word created the mountains, the rivers, the continents, the people. All things came to be in him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. Life for the light of men, a light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overshadow it, overcome it, put it out. I tell you, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We declare to you what was from the beginning, the Word, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands. In other words, this Word became flesh, and we could see him, we could hear him, we could touch him, we could love him, we could be loved by him. Concerning the Word of life, this life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. That Jesus, the baby, and the risen Lord could be seen and heard and touched. It was not a ghost. It was a human being. Touched, heard, seen. You may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our fellowship is with God the Father and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have fellowship with God? Do you have fellowship with the Father? Do you have fellowship with the Son? Do you know that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us? It really says the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, like from the Old Testament. Oh yes, do you know that this Word that became flesh loves you and has a plan for your life? Do you know that he is, was, and will be forever? Do you know that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Do you know that he loves you and that he wants one thing from you? My life, your life. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of knowing Jesus is my strength. We are writing these things to you so that our joy may be complete, so that you may have joy. Do you have the joy of the Lord today? Are you lost today? If you're lost, call on Jesus to find you. I remember all the people that came to Mass on Christmas, and how many of them were lost. That's why we need to preach the gospel as Father Matt does, and Father does, and as I do. How many people have been lost and not yet found by the Lord Jesus Christ? In order to be found, you have to admit you're a sinner, and that only Christ can save you. No one else, only Jesus. His blood brings salvation to you and to the world, one at a time. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. What about us? Are we filled with the light of Christ, or are we filled with light and darkness? If we are filled with light and darkness, we need to go to confession and confess our sins and repent of our sins. That God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. If we walk in sin, we do not have fellowship with God. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. How important is that blood? The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh yes, that baby that was born on Christmas was destined to die and to bleed so that you and I would be saved. Oh yes, it's all about the blood of Jesus Christ, that blood that saves us, that blood that restores us, that blood that gives us a new nature. Oh yes, we are sharers of the divinity of Christ. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. So many people say to me, well, I don't sin. Well, we make God a liar if we say we don't sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's me, that's you, and the blood of Jesus restores us to the presence of God. Oh, how we need to stand under the cross. In order to understand the cross, you must understand it by standing under the cross, that the blood of Jesus would take away your sins, that you go to confession, that you repent of your sins. The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Who is the truth? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How does he forgive us? Through the sacrament of penance, by the blood being applied to us when we confess our sins and repent. If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we do not sin, we make Him a liar, and the word is not in us. I'm a sinner, saved by grace. You're a sinner, saved by grace. But I don't steal. I don't kill. No. But you have idols. I don't worship idols. Oh, yes, you do. Fame, fortune, whatever. Idols. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We missed the mark and fallen short of the glory of God. That's why the blood of Jesus is the one that cleanses us from all sin. Thanks be to God. Chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. On the cross, He makes atonement for our sins. Atonement, at one-ment. He makes us at one with Him as He forgives our sins through the power of His blood. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Oh yes, He is the sacrificial Lamb who died upon the tree of the cross. Oh yes, Eve, the tree, brought sin into the world. And through Jesus Christ, the tree of the cross brings life into the world through His precious blood. Now, by this, we may be sure that we know Him if we obey His commandments. Now, what are His commandments? That we believe in God, that we love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, our whole body, and we love each other as He has loved us. Oh yes, that's the commandments that we are to follow, to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, our whole being, and to love people as He loved us, even unto death. Now by this we may be sure that we know Him, not know about Him, but know Him, have an experience with Him, have an encounter with Him. If we obey His commandments, whoever says, I have come to know Him, but does not obey His commandments, is a liar, and such a person, the truth does not exist in him. But whoever obeys His word, truly in this person, the love of God has reached perfection. By this we may be sure that we are in Him. Whoever says, I abide in Him, ought to walk just as He walked. Imagine, we are to walk just as Jesus walked, without sin, forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Spirit. How we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit so that we can walk like Him, with Him, and in Him. Beloved, I love that word, beloved, be loved. I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing to you a new commandment that is true in Jesus and in you, because darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Who is the light? Jesus is the light. The true light is already shining. That light takes away darkness. The light came into the world, and the darkness could not overcome it, could not penetrate it. could not destroy it. How we need the light of Christ. How we need to know experientially the light of Christ. Whoever says, I am in the light, or hating his brother or sister, is still in darkness. You cannot say you're in the light if you hate your brother or sister. But I can't forgive them. Well, you're not in the light. You have to forgive them. How do I do it? I borrow the forgiveness from Jesus on the cross so that I could forgive the people who hurt me. Oh, and people that are sensitive have been hurt very much. But we need to forgive those who have hurt us. We borrow that forgiveness from the crucified Lord who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating his brother or sister, is still in darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light, and in such a person there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness. That's why we don't hate Protestants. We don't hate Pentecostals. We love them. We love them. We don't only love Catholics. We love all God's people that have been washed with the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. What do you do when you hear people preaching the Word of God that aren't Catholic? I rejoice that the Word of God is being preached. I rejoice that God is doing something through our brothers and sisters. Whoever hates another believer is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know the way to go because the darkness has brought on blindness. There's no time for hate. There's no time for making fun of another Christian. There's no time for saying, well, I'm Catholic and they're not Catholic. I remember Hortense saying that to me in front of a Baptist woman. I'm Catholic and she's a Baptist. And I said, I love Baptists. Catherine Kuhlman was a Baptist preacher and she taught me so much. And Hortense said, I always wanted faith like Catherine Kuhlman. I said, well, let's go into your house and pray. And we prayed the sinner's prayer, and she started weeping. And she said, I thought I was going to be seeing the crucified Lord, but I saw the risen Lord. I had an encounter with the risen Lord. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, and he walks in the darkness, does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah! Our sins have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus. We have union with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. Many years ago, I had to give a talk on the cross. And I remember seeing in these big tanks the word union, and it formed a cross. And I said, union with Christ, union with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because your sins are forgiven on account of his name. I am writing you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one. How have we conquered the evil one? Through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of our testimony. I am writing to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. How have we overcome the evil one? Again, through the blood of the Lamb, through the word of our testimony. How often do you use your testimony to tell people about Jesus? How often do you tell people what God has done for you so that they might come to believe? They might not believe the Bible, but you know what? They cannot not believe what you tell them that God did for you. That is just what we need to do. What did God do for us to save us? That's what we need to tell people. I was in a retreat, and I was feeling empty. And I went up to the Blessed Sacrament and said, Lord, you're like everyone else. When I come to look for you, you hide from me. He said, rest. So I got on the carpet and rested. And when I opened my eyes, I saw these beautiful wildflowers giving glory to God. I saw what they were doing. And he said, you see these flowers, how much glory they give me. I said, yes, Lord. How much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I said, much, Lord. And I said, you can take my life. And he took it. And you know what? It's every day we give our life to Jesus. Not only at our conversion, every day. And we look to have the first love brought back. Do not love the world or the things of the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. The world has nothing to offer us, only a place to preach the gospel. The world has nothing to offer us, only a place to preach the gospel. For all that is in the world is the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride of riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride of riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desires are passing away, but those who do the will of God will live forever. I want to do the will of God. I want to do what he tells me to do. First of all, I surrender my life to him every day. Second of all, I want to do what he calls me to do. He says, preach the word of God. I said, Lord, sometimes I find it hard. Preach anyway. There are so many lost people that need to hear the word that Jesus Christ was touched, seen, handled, and that he died on a cross and shed his blood for our salvation, and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Do you know that Jesus rose from the dead and has you in his heart as his mind for you? You are in his heart. He loves you. He has plans for your life. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh, and he pitched his tent among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Use your testimony today. Tell someone about Jesus, that we can know him experientially, have an encounter with him experientially through the blood that he shed on the cross for us. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.